We spend too much energy on negative things. But it is part of teaching. It is part of discussion between Christians. And we need to talk about, because if we don't, maybe we'll pass by and there's a lesson that we need to take. So we will try to make as positive as possible, but there will be some negative thoughts, because we live in a world where malice is present, is growing like a pest. And if you look in our society, many people are doing whatever they please, and there is no accountability. There is no apparent consequence. And so where there is no accountability, where there's no consequence, people say, why not? He passed by a store. There are some good stuff there that I don't have the cash for it. But I can just walk in, grab, and go home. And there will be no consequence. So why not? So what happened is, where there is no consequence, malice multiplies. It's just like we went through this COVID, and we are not 100% out of it. But we learn that we need to wash our hands. We knew this before. You know, the Jewish people have been criticized a lot because they have these rituals that they wash their hands before they touch the food. And it's more like even something, in many cases, religious. And they were criticized. But then countries noticed that everybody's being affected by a pestilence, but not this group called the Jewish people. How come? Maybe they have some witchcraft that is protect them. They went to another extreme. It's just common sense, you know, hygiene. And so whatever we don't take care, it multiplies. And that is the same thing as malice. If we as a church try to be so kind to the point that we ignore that things need to be addressed, things need to take care of individually and as also as a group, it is important for us to make sure that we do not allow behaviors that doesn't belong in our lives to be part of our daily schedule. Today's message, again, the tools of malice, the instruments that the evil one uses in order to multiply the destructive consequences of malice. Malus. Some of you here speak Spanish. Some of you speak Tagalog and have some Spanish words that I don't know if I don't know your language that well to know if you understand what malus is. Una persona mala. What is una persona mala? A evil person, right? A bad person. Malus comes from a bad. It says in Latin, malus is an adjective. And this is what it says. It means bad, evil, wicked, adverse, where the word adversary comes from, destructive, the destroyer, mischievous, and always lying, hurtful, and the list goes on and on and on and goes to the hundreds. So the word malice comes from this. So the tools of malice means the objects of destruction, evil ones. Now, malice, as I said, it comes from malus, which means malevolence, hate, spite, anger, and also the list goes on and on and on. It means the desire to see another person suffer pain. It's actually a very sick, mental, sick feeling when a person is no longer rational, is a person is driven to make other people suffer. Injury, distress, adversity, or destruction. It implies a deep-seated, often inexplainable desire to see another person suffer. Sometimes, in order to have this feeling and not feel bothered by the feeling, people try to justify it. saying, he hurt me first, or she's doing this, therefore my malice is justifiable. And that's when the devil gets both of you, the one who's hurting and the one who wants to hurt back. So that's why we do not belong in this place. We need to make sure that we understand that it's time now for us to develop the character that will become very attractive to the one who comes to pick us up. That's why we address this subject today. Again, malice. Malice is not simply a feeling. It's actually a person does not show malice just because they hate or dislike someone. A person shows malice when they intentionally, there's intent to hurt another person without any reasonable excuse. Malice, brothers and sisters, there are two types of malice recognized under California law. Did you know that? Even a California law penal code of 188 PC says, for purpose of section 187, malice may be expressed or implied. Let me quickly give this idea for you. Express malice. I thought it was express ED. No. It says, I checked, double checked. It says, no, express malice. That's the way they have. It says deliberate intention to do something unlawful or hurtful, destructive. And implied malice means that your actions imply a willingness to hurt others. That's is something that is okay. And some people are doing for fun. I don't know if you have seen the news. Young people on the streets running and hitting very badly a homeless person and laughing about like it was, this was just part of fun. That is malice. That's what evil, to have pleasure on somebody else's suffering. And I have a bad news for you. You thought that I came here only to give you good news? I have bad news to you. Even in church, we find that kind of behavior sometimes. It is said, but until the Lord comes. And here is, this originally was in my mind, I was thinking about giving this the title for the message. The spirit of malice. What do you think the spirit of malice is? It's not just a feeling. Remember I said malice is not a feeling. It is the one who is behind this. Do you know where the spirit of malice came from? Malice was born actually in heaven. A perfect place. That's why sometimes when we see malice among saints, we know that it is possible. It was in heaven that malice was created. In the heart of a perfect being, he decided that he wants to be more important than God. And that's when malice was born. Malice is a product of pride, self-worship. Anybody who is proud becomes blind about other people's needs. Therefore, it's easier to hurt other people when all that you think is about yourself. But the foolishness about this whole thing is that it's not possible for a social being to hurt their environment and not be hurt by itself. It's not possible. Whatever it goes, it bounces back. So every time you hurt somebody, you hurt yourself in the process, literally and spiritually too. What or who is the spirit of malice? I already gave that up. It is the seat of nastiness and cruel will. The spirit of malice's intent is to harm no other. There's nothing positive in malice. Nothing good in malice. Everything in malice is destructive. This spirit is the major perpetrator behind gossip and bad mouthing. The yup, that I have no concern about anybody else and is very destructive. It is the driving evil force behind hateful deeds as well as every hated word. Have you noticed I haven't noticed much because I have not it has been so toxic to listen to television reporters and everything else that I am on diet. I haven't been eating that stuff for quite a while. I just turn it off because it's so much garbage. Forgive me, I don't want to be offensive, but it's just garbage. Everybody has an opinion about everything. Nothing is like, I want to provide service. No, I want to provide an opinion. It is looks like the time in the is going exactly what the Bible predicted. It's going to time the selfishness when there is all that is important is me, nobody else. And if you turn the me upside down, it becomes we, but nobody wants we. Everybody wants me. And so me, 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 and we are raising children to say me, 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 and we are raising politicians that says me, 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 and it's all me, 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 nothing about we. And that's what I say, me is just a we that was turned upside down and become nasty. And don't sin by letting anger control you. This is a very good advice. When you are in a relationship, a husband and wife, or mother and children, or father and children, or with the neighbors, and when they do something that is hurtful to you, it is almost natural in this sick world that we live in to say, I need to stand up for myself. And by saying stand up for myself, I need to punch back. And then you become exactly the thing that you detest. You become a picture of what you hate. That is said. So the advice from the scripture is don't give up your control. Because when you lose control, guess who got it? When you lose the control, who you think will find it? The one who wants you to lose it. Because he wants it. Every time you lose control, the spirit of malice grabs it. And with that control, he manipulates your eternal destruction. It is too much at risk, brothers and sisters. Don't let the sun go down while we're still angry. You shouldn't be angry in the first place. But if you are a little bit angry, get rid of it. It is easier to apologize. It's easier to say, I'm sorry, than the consequence that comes afterwards. And when you don't apologize immediately, when you don't fix something immediately, it gets bigger. And then suspicion comes in. And then all the thoughts come in. And things that were this little, when you start talking with somebody, the issue was this big. And the longer it takes you to fix it, he starts to stretch. It grows fast. And then the price is too high. How many divorces today could have easily been avoided if the little moments could have been fixed? But we let them pile up, and they multiply, and they multiply. It comes to a point there was no way to return. There's so much hurt, the love was silenced and eliminated. For anger gives a foothold to malice, to the spirit of malice, to the destroyer. You don't want him to come to your home. You don't want him to come between your spouses and your children. Ephesians 4, 26 and 27, New Living Translation. Now, don't use foul or abusive language. Have you ever heard a Seventh-day Adventist Christian saying bad words? Children, I know that you'll be in trouble if you say, oh yes, because we don't assume that it's in your home, so don't say anything. Don't manifest, don't do. It is sad, but I have seen people that claim to be Christians. And one car goes in front of them kind of suddenly, and here you go. There goes the the words that don't belong in the lips of somebody who wants to be in heaven. Don't say it. Don't listen to it. Don't read. Don't become used to it. Because when you become used to it, it will come out of your lips without even you, even realize. Whatever goes in, comes out. A long time ago, I was taking a class for a master's degree. And this individual that came to provide us a seminar, he had a sentence that he kept saying over and over. He said so many times that after so many years, I still remember. He was saying, garbage in. Oh, you know, right? It's obvious. Whatever comes in is what goes out. But I have something else to add to this situation. Garbage in and doesn't come out the whole thing. It is what it produces inside of you that will come out. So the trash that goes in produces more trash. And you start to put trash out. But the more you put out, the more it multiplies inside of you. And what happens to you when you all have all that as part of your diet? You become what you swallow. You become what you eat, physically and spiritually. And is there anybody here? Oh, I shouldn't ask this question. This is going to put me in trouble. But is anybody here wants to feel like garbage? So stop eating that stuff, because that stuff is going to change you. Ephesians 4:29, it says, let everything you say to be good. What happens when you say something that is good? Good people will come close to you because that's what good people want to hear. Another secret. You only start saying good things. All the bad people will run away from you. Naturally, you don't even to push them out. Say good things and good will come to you. Good will feel comfortable around you. So you look, there is Jesus. Then you look, there's your angel. Then you see his people coming to you because he is good. And every time you do something that is good and helpful, people will come to you. Do you want to be attractive? Spend less time in front of your mirror and look inside of you and try to allow God to put some good inside of you. I can tell you one thing. A person may not have any teeth, may have a bite of one eye or something like this, may have no hair, and he still can be a very gorgeous, beautiful person. All depends what comes out of that person. Have you seen people that are actually looks like they are very good looking and they, oh, everybody says this person is actually very ugly. If you want to be beautiful, be good, be helpful, and you become very attractive. You don't want to be attracted to the wrong kind of people. You want to be attracted to the good people. The right people, the people who treat you with the decency, the people who will respect you, the person who will uplift you, the person that you will be glad, joyful to be in their presence, because every time you're in their presence, you become a better person. That's the kind of person, young people, that you like in your lives. Young ladies, young boys, okay? I'm talking to you. Don't make a nasty choice because the price is too high. Don't go through the rest of your life pay for some one lousy mistake that you make. Take time by do something good for life. Get rid of all bitterness. You saw this all, not just some, all of it. And it says also rage, anger. And by the way, some people think that rage, anger can be justified. No, it cannot. That's a lie. Harsh words and slander, as well as all types of malice, of evil behavior. This was our text for today. But now set aside these things. Which ones? Anger, rage. He continues to say malice. And then he says slander and obscene language. Again, he says this for another church. He went to another church. He said the same thing. Colossians 3 verse 8. Common English Bible version. Now, don't ever say this. This is Proverbs 20:22 in an easy to read version. It says like this: don't ever say, I will pay them back for what they did to me. Don't ever say that. Because the moment that you say something like this, the devil comes and says, oh, I can give you some ideas. Oh, I'm right here. I can provide you some tools, some instruments for you to get back to them. And believe me, I know how to really hurt them. Do you want some ideas? Don't ever say that, because the evil one is listening and he's going to give you some ideas. Wait for the Lord. When you suffer any kind of abuse from anyone, wait for the Lord. And this is what is beautiful. He says, he will make things right in your life. Go ahead, folks. Say amen, because I don't think you can get any better than this. Here's the secret. First of all, don't give an opportunity for malice to even to find ground in your heart. So don't ever say, I'll pay back. Put that in your mind. That is not an option. Revenge is not in my vocabulary. I have no responsibility to give people back pay for the bad things that they do. If they do bad to me and I do bad to them, I am as good, or I should say, I'm as bad as they are. So be better. Okay, be better, not bad. It says, I know that the young people say, I'm bad. You're just silly. That's you cannot be bad. Don't get used to that I'm bad, because you're going to end up, find out when Jesus Christ comes, that's not a very cool. It's going to be actually very hot. I'll pay them back for what they did to me. Wait to the Lord and he will make things right. In Ecclesiastes 7 verse 9, New Living Translation says, control your temper. Control your words, control. Because the last day says the people that will be among the lost are those that are selfish without control, self-control. For anger labels you a fool. So whether you are when you act like a fool, that's what it's saying. Don't become so angry and upset that you too want to do evil. Isn't that wonderful how the Word of God gets something so precise to the point? It says, don't become angry, so upset about every little thing. Oh, I don't like this. I don't like this. I don't like this. Oh, me, all the time. A crying baby that are always with an attitude entitled to everything. Grow up. And I'm not saying this to the little ones. I'm saying this to all of you. Grow up. Have an attitude of you are God's child. You are just nobody. You are somebody. Act like somebody. Live like somebody. Be somebody. Because it's terrible to be nobody. Ask one of them when you see. If you claim to be religious, this gets to all of us. If we claim to be religious, control your tongue. You are fooling yourself. And your religion is worthless. Your religion is nothing if you are a person who, yep, say things that are trying to destroy other people. I was reading an article to collect a true illustration for this message. And someone from New York traveled to the South to Missouri, and to a town that was only 5,000 people, and decided to stay there a few days and try to study why these people entertain themselves with. Because it's a small town in the south, 5,000 people, and everybody knew everybody. So he noticed that early in the morning, quite a few people from the town went to a particular cafe. And they sat there and they talk. Oh, do you know Maria? Or do you know Helen? You know this, you know that. And they would talk. They have no newspaper. They don't need it. Because they will say something in the morning, in the afternoon, the whole town knew about it. And things got so ugly, they started having a very huge fight. Because when they were saying things, they were no longer interesting. So they started making up things about other people. Don't say that I said. I heard from somebody else. I cannot tell you who told me, but I can tell you that it's a very serious thing. Did you know that she's doing this? Did you know that her husband did this? This was going on. So now, something happened to the town. To try to avoid accountability, somebody created a media just for this town. I don't know if they call Ponticus, something like this. And everybody could go there and put a statement and become anonymous. Oh, things got so ugly. Oh, they were making up things, and people started moving away from town. Business started closing. All because people were no longer accountable for their evil talking. When people are in a mood to destroy other people, there's nothing can stop them, and they continue on and on. Wood, without wood, a fire goes out. Without gossip, arguments will stop. If you don't have people, sometimes you find, even in church, there are churches that break apart. There are churches that close sometimes because one individual who starts talking about something and then goes to somebody else to start talking about this something else. Originally, it started this, and by half an hour later, it's already this big, and it gets like a big monster to the point that nobody can stop anymore. Proverbs 26, 20, now verse 21 says, charcoal keeps the coals growing. Wood keeps the fire burning. Troublemakers, what do? Keep arguments alive. They put more and more fire and they keep going on. I told you that this was going to have a little taste of negative taste, but it's necessary. So put away all malice. This is what Peter says to us. Put away all malice and all deceit, which is a malice also, and hypocrisy, which is a tool of malice as well, and envy, which is a tool of malice as well, and slander. All those are tools that you find in malice, in a bag called malice. Like newborn infants, long for the pure spiritual milk, that by it you may grow into salvation. If indeed you have tasted that the Lord is good. Amen. That is the goal for us, is to be as the Lord is. For God called you to do good. What are you called for? Why did you join the church? Come on, folks. Not to fall asleep. Why did you join the church? To do good. That's the purpose. And why do you want to do good? Because I want to be just like Daddy. I want to be like my father, my Abba. I want to do good because he is good. And that is good. Amen. And Peter continued, even if it means to suffer, even if I have to pay a high price, I'm going to do good no matter what. Amen?
Amen.
Just as Christ suffered for you, for me, He is our example. And you must follow in His footsteps. He is good, I must be good. He is life, I will have life. He is eternal, I will be eternal. I want to be with Him at all cost. And finally, brothers and sisters, He never sinned. You don't need to give yourself an excuse, say, oh, I'm human, I'm just human. You know, fools talk like that because they don't want to change. They know that they have a deficiency, they have a problem, but they don't want to fix it. That's what it means, foolishness. You put your shoes this morning. Let's think that as you took one or two steps, you felt there is a little rock on inside of your shoes, especially if you're a man. For women, that rock probably will go out by itself by the sides, okay? But let's see that there is a little rock in your shoes. Would you continue walking?
No.
He said, I'm going to get used to it. This is just part of life. Then you get yourself a blister. And then that little rock will hurt even more once that they tear your skin. But you may say, it takes me such an effort to go. I may go there and then I'll come back, so I better live there. Many people in their Christian life is doing exactly the same. They have that little stone on their shoes, but they don't take time to remove it. He never sinned, nor ever deceived anyone. He never lied because He is not a liar. He is the truth, He said. He did not retaliate when He was insulted. Just the opposite. He told you and He told me, when somebody insults you, give them something good.
Amen.
Imagine, if somebody does something bad to me and I do something good to them, I am in power. I'm really in control. It's when I lose control that I'm in trouble. But when I don't lose control, when I give, I'm better. He did not retaliate. He said to us, if somebody offends you, pray for them. Nor threaten revenge when He suffered. He left His case in the hands of God. We should do the same thing. Who always judge fairly. My dear brothers and sisters, I hope you heard what the Word has to say this morning. I hope you go home and become a better individual.
Amen.
Take that me, turn around, make it we. Make your life about we. Eliminate the me part of your life. God created you to be part of a body, a holy body, His church. Use every opportunity to do good. Because when you do good, and I'm repeating, you are attracting good. When you are helpful, people will come to you because everybody needs help. Everybody. And if you are a person willing to be a positive in the life of others, others will become a blessing to you as well. I'm blessed to have you as my fellow Christians. I'm blessed for knowing you, and I'm blessed with the hope that I will see you at 3 o'clock, the right side of the tree of life.
Amen.
We got a date.
Amen.
Let's stand and sing, please.